Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Maybe you've heard the expression, bricks and clicks. That's an expression used by many large retail organizations to express the fact that in today's world, the physical and the digital are melding. To be successful, traditional retailers like Sears, or even newer companies like Circuit City or Best Buy or The Gap, need to have a presence in cyberspace to complement their presence in physical space if they want to prosper. There are other good examples of bricks and clicks in the world these days, too, and one of them is probably right in your town. I refer, of course, to your local town library, or if you're a student, to your school or college library. Most of us know that the library is the place to go in most towns for story hour for kids, or to hear poetry read aloud, to join a book discussion group, to see a classic film, to attend a presentation on endangered species or on an upcoming bond issue, and lots more. The bricks part of most of our local libraries are true civic spaces. And, of course, they're also the place to go if you're one of those people, I confess I'm one myself, who just like the physical feel of a good book in your hands. Libraries and the books they hold are doorways to our history, our store of human knowledge, and the imaginations of our most creative minds. But these days, libraries are also entryways to the whole planet via the internet. That's where the clicks come in. Almost every library in Maine, whether a public or a school library, offers high-speed access to the internet to their patrons. Even though we all live in a digital age today, not everyone has a computer at home. And even in homes that do have a computer, less than half have high-speed internet access here in Maine. That fact helps to explain why lots of people head over to their local library to participate in our global digital culture via the internet, usually at no cost to themselves. Whether a library has one computer available to the public or a dozen, a quick glance will show that they're almost always in use. Being able to access the internet is a great service, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Most libraries in Maine make a whole raft of digital services available to their patrons. In other words, to you and me. You may know that public libraries in the United States are a relatively recent phenomenon, only appearing in the last 120 years or so. Before that, libraries were private, and if you wanted access to the books in a library, you had to subscribe, perhaps by paying a steep yearly membership fee, or maybe by paying a fee for each book you borrowed, or both. These days, of course, information is free, right? Well, not quite. Suppose, for example, that you want to read an article in, say, a medical journal about the latest research on a disease that you or a relative might be struggling with. You can just search the internet from the comfort of your home, if you're fortunate enough to have a computer and internet access, and voila, there's the article you were looking for. But wait, if you want to actually read the article, it will often cost you, just like in the early days. The article you need may be available for, say, $30. If you want to read several articles, you have to have pretty deep pockets, or a library card. Because there's another marvel awaiting you at your local library, electronic access to hundreds of databases and thousands of publications that you'd otherwise be shut out of or would have to pay for every time you used them. But you can read as many articles as you want at the library at no cost to yourself. And if you have a library card from most Maine libraries, you can even access those databases and publications from home. Just go to your library's website and click on MARVEL, which is probably a tortured acronym of some sort, but which really is a marvel if you're looking for information in Maine. Access to information is a wonderful and necessary component of being a participating citizen in a digital world, but it brings with it some real problems. For example, how do you tell if something you see on the internet is true? Suppose, to take a trivial but interesting example, you wonder when Louis Armstrong was born. You check one site on the internet and it says that he was, of course, born on the 4th of July, a supposed fact that Louis himself would never deny. But another site says he was born on August 5th, and another says no one really knows for sure when he was born. So how do you decide what's true and what isn't? Personally, I'd ask the librarian for some help to sort it out. Those folks spend their days figuring out how to separate the information wheat from the chaff. Libraries can help us get access to loads of information. Librarians can help us make sense of it. But wait, you say, what if I'm home using Marvel? Or what if I just have a question I need a hand with and I can't get to the library? Or perhaps my small local library isn't open right now. Don't worry, help is just a click or two away. Go to the Maine State Library at www.maine.gov/MSL and click on Ask a Librarian. The link is over on the right. And you'll be able to do just that. Ask your question. And you'll get an answer. And usually, pretty darn fast. Many libraries are also supplementing traditional brick functions with new click functions. On the websites of many Maine libraries, you can search your local library's catalog, renew books you've checked out, and even request a book. You can also search the collections of other libraries in the state if your local library doesn't have a book you're looking for. If you find the book somewhere else, you can request that it be delivered right to your local library so you can borrow it. Slick as a smelt, as Tim Sample would say. In short, your friendly and familiar library is a lot more these days than simply the books that happen to be on the shelf. In the digital world we all live in, our libraries are becoming a powerful example of both bricks and clicks, of high tech and high touch. If you haven't stopped in lately, it might be worth sticking your head in both the physical and the digital doorways to see what's up. And we'll keep exploring, often with the help of what we find through the library, about how the digital world intersects with our physical world and what that means to our everyday lives, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.